This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Big thank you to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis14 and use the code MadeForThis14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. So this season, we are talking about how we change and how to be a healthy person. Guys, these are like 101 things, but they are so hard to do. Why do we do the things we don't want to do? The Bible talks about it, and we're going to talk about it here. To do that, I want to talk about the scripture we are going to kind of lean on and come back to again and again throughout this season. And it is 2 Peter 1:3-9, that his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And I want to stop right there on that verse. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Some of you need to hear that. Some of you have not believed that. Some of you have been spiraling with the chaos of everything that's happening right now. And you need to be interrupted. And you need to hear these words. You can change. God can change us because of his divine power that has given us everything we need for life and godliness. And so I pray that this season gives you great hope, great vision for a new way to live. Someone that I love yesterday called me, and this is going on, you know, months of this person having a really, really difficult season where they're struggling with anxiety. They're struggling with feeling like their world is crumbling and there's not the relationships they need in their life and there's not the health and joy that they need in their life. And you know what I did? Last night, I was up praying for that person and really asking the Lord and imagining, like, what does this person need next? This person can change. This person is not stuck. This person actually might need tools to change. It may not be as simple as a decision, like, I have a choice, which we talk about in Get Out of Your Head. It may take the right people around this person. It may take a different environment for this person. But guys, all of that is possible. And maybe you need to hear me say that maybe you need a shakeup in your life that's bigger than just a podcast to listen to about being a healthy person. Maybe you need to envision, what does it look like for me to move from this stuck place into a place of trusting the Lord and health? Maybe you need counseling. Maybe you need a change in a big part of your life. But I promise you this, life and godliness is available to you. Not perfection, not a perfectly, you know, never feeling anxious life, because our emotions will always be with us. And there will be seasons that we wrestle. But I promise you what is possible, because scripture tells us, is everything we need for life and godliness is available to us. So we're going to talk about what those things are. As a passage goes on, it says, through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. That there is a way out, and that it comes through his promises, that it comes through his personhood, that we participate in his divine nature, that we actually put on the new self that Christ has died for and built for us. And that's how we escape corruption in the world. This past Sunday, John Elmore is one of our pastors here at our church, and he had an incredible sermon, and we'll put a link to it, about the Holy Spirit and how we are people who think we can fix ourselves, that we can change ourselves. And John Elmore, part of his story, and I actually knew John many, many years ago when this was true of him, he was an alcoholic, is an alcoholic, and really struggled with it and went to the depths of it and really walked through a season of life where about everything in his life was falling apart. And he said, you know, I tried to change multiple times. I willed myself to not drink anymore. And it wasn't until I accessed the power of the Holy Spirit in my life and depended on God to change that I actually started to change. And what he did was he walked through the armor of God. And some of you are familiar with that passage. It's in Ephesians. And it talks about, you know, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, all these different things that we need. And then it says it ends. And he said, but what we miss is that at the end, it says it praying all the while in the Spirit, that we are praying to God in the Spirit, that there is also this supernatural thing, that we don't just suit up for warfare and stand there, right? No, we call on God to go with us. Like David didn't defeat Goliath because of his little weapon that he had. He defeated Goliath because the power of God was with him. And I think that's where I want to begin this week, is talk about the power of God, his divine nature that's available to us, that we're looking to escape the corruption of the world. We're looking to escape our own evil desires, like 2 Peter says. But we're not looking to the power and personhood of God to rescue us from it. We are looking to self-help. We are looking to fixing ourselves. We are looking to this will that we have that's weak. And you see over and over again throughout scripture is not enough. It's not sufficient for change, life change. Now, what we can do sometimes, and you know, I get this. People have been critical of, hey, this is just a self-help book. You know, get out of your head. It's not about the power of God. And I'm like, yeah, hold on a second. There is agency. We also put on things, right? Like that's where I think people sometimes are like, oh, it's just the gospel. Just think on the gospel and think on God. It is both. It is suiting up with the things that God has given us, the weapons that 2 Corinthians talks about to fight with. It's both. It's accessing that power that God has given us through the weapons that he's given us to fight with. It's doing the right things in life so that we are walking with God. It's self-discipline. He gave us a spirit of self-discipline, it talks about in scripture. So it's both the choice and the agency that we have and calling on the Spirit for the power that only he can supply. And until we understand it's both, then we're living using one side of our body, right? And I would say that side of your body of the will is the weaker side, because you even need the Holy Spirit to call on the parts of the armor that we need, right? You need the Holy Spirit to understand scripture, to pray. You need the Holy Spirit to change. You need him. And so what we've got is this idea that one or the other, there's people that are critical of us talking about actually the choices we make and the change we need to pursue. That can sound a little bit like self-help, but it is very biblical. You see throughout scripture a command language about being self-disciplined. So I'm sorry, we are participating in this, right? It is the Holy Spirit that is producing the life change, whose power rests upon us, that even gives us the ability to change. We are slaves to sin, scripture tells us, dead in our trespasses, unable to move. But because of the Holy Spirit rescuing us, because of the blood of Jesus that has found us, we actually have now agency to obey. We can do it. And we need to do it. There's a lot of command language throughout scripture of beat your body, make it your slave. There's a lot of command language that talks about things we do to stay in step with the Spirit. However, it is never just that. Just like 2 Peter says, through these he has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you participate in the divine nature. I mean, this is mysterious language, but what it means is we are dependent on God. If there is one thing that God is desiring of you above every other thing, you ready? What is the one thing? Everybody wants to know the answer to that question, because I think most of you are here because you actually want to please God. You actually want to be a healthy person. You saw the title and maybe you were like, yeah, I need that. I don't feel very healthy. I'm ready. The number one thing God wants from you is dependence. And what does self-righteousness do? It is our own effort trying to be righteous without God. So I am talking about a collaboration of us with God, but us dependent on God to even take the next step. The greatest believers I know are the most desperate believers I know. I want you to hear that again, because we don't live with these glasses. We don't view the world the way that God views the world. He is looking for someone whose heart is completely devoted to him. That is scripture. His eyes roam to and fro, looking for hearts that are completely his. And so you want to please God? He is looking for a heart that is dependent on him, that calls on him in every situation. What John Elmore shared this past week at church, he said, what changed in me is I began to call on God when I would get stuck, when I would want to drink, when I would want to make a bad choice. I would call on God. He still had to make the choice, but the Spirit helped him in his weakness. And that's what Scripture promises us, is our God will help us in our weakness. And guys, I mean, almost everything I've said in this podcast so far is Scripture. I've probably referenced, and maybe we can pull all these for you and put them in the notes, probably a dozen Scriptures, and we've only been here for, 15 minutes. So what I can say is that these are promises. 2 Peter talks about these promises, these great and precious promises, that he will send his Spirit when we call on his Spirit. He will send him and he will help us. And some of you have felt this. Maybe you've felt it a few times in your life. Maybe you feel it daily. Maybe you are one of those amazing, Christians that I'm talking about that's just desperate, that just lives needing God every day. But whether you've experienced it one time or you've experienced it today, I would say that you know it's possible if you've ever experienced it, where you feel absolutely desperate and stuck and you call on God and something happens inside of you, in your core, to change the way that you're handling something. A thought occurs to you that you've never had before. A person comes into your life that you've never known before. And all of a sudden, your attention is toward the Spirit and the things of God. And you begin to notice God advocating for you, God causing things to happen on your behalf. It is a working together that is, it's supernatural. Oh, y'all, I feel like fall hit and we are just insane with practices. We've got kids' games on weeknights and I hate trying to figure out shopping and cooking and all of that. Why I love HelloFresh, it has helped me actually plan and cook without all the stress. And I actually like cooking. I hate meal planning and I hate shopping. So the fact that it's all there for me and I can just open it and cook and let Cooper chop up vegetables, it is a huge gift and blessing. So they are offering you up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis14 and use the code madeforthis14. There's like 50 weekly recipes that you get to choose from every single week. And we usually get 2 to 3 meals a week. But my favorite one we've had so far is firecracker meatballs. Y'all, we have it over and over again and every single person in my family loves it. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis14 and use the code madeforthis14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. One of our values, if you come into our office at IF Gathering, we have all of our value statements on the wall. And our first one is we work with God. We work with God. Now we work, we do the work, right? My team right now, they're across from me, not far, and they are in their offices and they are working for you and unto God. They are doing work. They are building spreadsheets. They are doing the things that have to happen for an event that's coming in a few months called IF Gathering. If you've never heard of it, you should come. It is unbelievable how hard all of them are working every day. But we work with God and we know it. And the way we know it is it feels like even though we work hard and all of them are incredibly gifted, talented humans who are brilliant, they would all say it. They would say, the secret sauce here is the Spirit. Like he does things we don't even know to ask for. Like we're doing the work, the logistical work of doing what we know we need to do to run an event. But the Spirit is working beside us, giving us ideas, giving us direction. As we pray to him, Lord, what do you want us to talk about this year? All of a sudden, we know where to take the event. And all of it is so Spirit-led. Y'all, it's a mess. In fact, a few weeks ago, my team looked at me and said, Jenny, we need the theme for IF Gathering 2022. And I was like, I don't have it. I genuinely just don't. So we're going to pray that God will give it to us. And a couple weeks later, I walked in the office and somebody asked me a question and I started talking. And I was like, I think this is where we're supposed to do it. Took 2 weeks. We had all prayed. We'd all asked God. But in plenty of time, we had what we needed. And this is what it looks like to change. This is what it looks like to walk with the Spirit, is we're asking him all the time, I need this. I need you to help this. I don't have what I need and I need you to bring it. And God brings it sometimes through just an impression. Sometimes he brings it through a conversation. Sometimes he brings it through a circumstance. Sometimes he brings it through brainstorming. And sometimes he brings it just in the still of the night when I'm meeting with him and I'm asking him to do it. And so I think that's what we look for, is we pray and we look for the Spirit to work on our behalf, but we're also working. We're also changing. We're also doing the right things and putting ourselves in positions for the Spirit to move. Some of you, I'm going to say this real bluntly, some of you need rehab And I mean rehab from alcohol, drugs, sex, addiction, pornography. Some of you need real rehab. You need to go check yourselves in. You need to tell somebody about it. You need to say, hey, I am out of control and I need this. Some of you need rehab from other addictions and other things that are causing you to be unhealthy. And what I mean by that is some of you need to get off social media. Some of you need to build a world where the spirit can lead again and take care of you again. Some of you need counseling. Some of you need to make some hard choices that will lead to health. And you know what those are. God will bring those to your mind and you gotta just do it, right? Change isn't mysterious. It's laid out in scripture that we would follow God, and as we do, we become more holy. But those choices affect our holiness, right? We've got to be people that are suiting up and running from what is evil. And so choosing that every day and participating in that every day is what begins to change the world. And so I want to encourage you. I know this can be overwhelming and you can feel guilty or you can feel shame. And let me just say, this is all of us right now. There's a grace over us, and it is the beauty of the gospel that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So he sets the whole tone of that chapter by saying, hey, we get to actually do this work without shame. We actually get to do this work with God, calling on his name without shame, because he knows this is broken. He knows our flesh. He knows our tendencies. And he loves us anyway, and he wants to participate with us anyway. And so I just think of my friend John. If he would have lived in shame because of the choices he made, and it affected his marriage, it affected his friendships, it affected everything. His alcoholism affected absolutely every part of his life. But if he would have stayed stuck in shame, nothing would have changed. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to pray. We're going to pray against the enemy and the ways he wants to lock you up and make you believe that you can't ever change. We can change. There's ways to do it. And we're going to talk about it this whole season. We're going to walk through how we change this whole season. We're going to talk about gratitude. We're going to talk about the ways we can actually set our minds and change our minds and change our behaviors and change our relationships. We're going to talk about all of it. And as we go, we are going to call on the Holy Spirit for him to change us. We don't change ourselves, but we participate. We work with these divine, beautiful promises, and we put on the nature of Christ that he has made available to us. And we believe the truth of scripture, that there is a different way to live, and it is fueled by the Holy Spirit. We are not people of fear. We do not bow down to that. We do not bow down to shame. We are people of love and power and self-discipline. That's what he says. We are people of self-discipline. We are people of power. We are people that can call on the name of God, and he arrives and he helps us. That's who we are. Those of us that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we've got to begin with this. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus and you're here and you're like, hey, I just clicked on this. I want to be a healthy person. It begins with that. It begins with a relationship with God. And that can happen today in your car. That can happen today in your home, in your room, wherever you're listening right now. This can happen for you. So first, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, this is what you do. You pray this prayer with me. God, I need you. And I believe you sent Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins, and I trust in him. I trust in his death and his resurrection. And God, I want a relationship with you, and I want to know what it means to be a healthy person, but I don't believe that can happen apart from you. So you built me, you love me, and I want to walk with you, and I want to submit to you. In Jesus' name. Guys, if you prayed that prayer right now, you are a believer. Now, what it looks like next is you got to tell somebody. You got to have a local church. You got to find somebody. You got to say, hey, I just trusted in Jesus Christ because of this podcast, and I need to know what it means to walk with him. You got to find another believer. And the best way to do that is a healthy local church. And I believe God's going to help you find that, right? And reach out to us. Email us. We will help you find a healthy church in your town, wherever you live. We will do it. We will do that legwork for you. And then let me say this. For those of you that are listening that are, you know, I already walk with God, but for some reason, I feel so stuck and I feel like I cannot change. Let me pray for you. God, your spirit is real, active, alive, moving, working on our behalf, even through these few moments that we've had together, God. This is you compelling us to follow you, to walk with you, to work with you. And so, God, where we have pushed you away, where we have not been desperate, where we have not prayed, where we have noticed the evil in the world and not the evil in ourselves, would you convict us? Would you show us, God, and not in a way of shame, but a way of faith? Would you show us that we don't have to live under condemnation, but we get to live in a transformed way of living? We want that life. We want your life for us. We want your peace for us. Thank you that you have given us full access to that. Everything we need, it says in 2 Peter, for life and godliness, you have given us with your divine power. You've given us everything we need for life and godliness. Thank you. Help us access that. Help us go to the things of you instead of the things of this world to cope with our hurt and our disappointment and our struggle. Help us go to the things of you that will actually bring life and peace. We trust you. We want you. We love you. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. This is going to be an awesome season. I cannot wait for it. Hang on tight. This Thursday, Jim Cofield, it's going to be incredible. You will love the episode. I actually cried because of it, and it was life-changing for me. So you hang on. It will be powerful.
Hey, Chloe here. And I just want to hop on here before you turn off your podcast app and ask you, will you leave a review if you've enjoyed listening today? You guys, you feel like family, even though you're on the other side of your AirPods or your computer, your radio, however you're listening. We just love hearing from you, and the reviews are the best way for us to do that. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can go subscribe, rate the podcast, leave a review. It is how people find us on iTunes. We feel like we've been able to meet a few of you just through your reviews. So thank you so much if you've left one already. And if you haven't, today is the day, okay? But y'all, we have so much more coming this season, and we're so grateful that you're joining us. So we'll see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.